News Radio.
KSL News time is 7:09. We're following emergency triple team traffic. And what's going on, Andy?
Southbound I-15, a crash in Davis County right before the Parrish Lane exit, or actually right underneath the Parrish Lane exit. They had the middle lanes blocked. Now it looks like they've got everything over to the right shoulder, but the slowdowns go solid from Lagoon and Farmington, now stretching into Bountiful. With all the lanes open, some of that backup is starting to trickle forward, but you're still looking at least 10 to 12 minutes just to get from Farmington all the way into Bountiful, maybe a little bit longer than that. We'll see how long it takes for this to clear out, Eric.
The northbound drive in Utah and Salt Lake County is holding steady right now on I-15. We are seeing signs of some impending slowdowns between Draper and Sandy, but right now you're pretty close to the speed limit, so you're looking at 20 minutes from Provo to the point, another 20 minutes to get to downtown. Heather?
We're still a bit hazy out in Tooele County, especially in the Erta, Stansberry Park area, so that might reduce your visibility. Then traffic is starting to fill in on the 201 freeway eastbound coming out of Magna towards Salt Lake, and you'll also see some heavier, thick traffic on both Bangor Highway and the West Side Belt northbound toward the 201 freeway. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL.